And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed to have joining us for this segment our good friend, Dr. Harry L. Williams, President and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And today, we're going to be talking a little bit more in detail about the incredible partnership the Thurgood Marshall College Fund has in place now with Hennessy. Dr. Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Brother Ray. It's always great to be on your show. I'm always looking forward to it. You always talk about a lot of exciting things that's happening to the HBCU world, so I'm happy to be here with you today.
Absolutely. We're happy to be here with you. As we're saying off the air, we appreciate all that you do, and you're working hard every day on behalf of our beloved HBCUs. Appreciate you, your great team you have in place there at Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And today we're going to be talking about a little bit more in detail about the great things that are happening with Hennessy. But at the same time, I just want to mention now that we got the Thurgood Marshall College Fund annual gala coming up along with the Leadership Institute, and I know you're very excited about that. You're going to be hosting, about 400 HBCU students in Washington, D.C. It's all about leadership and job recruitment. Is that right?
That's what it's all about. It's all about our students. We're going to have literally 400 students and about 75 to 80 partners from Fortune 500 companies here to talk to our students for a week long of training and also workshops and interviews that the students will go through. And it's just a great time to have our best and brightest to be on in the nation's capital for 1 week.
Mm-hmm. And also, members of Congress have come together to support the Thurgood Marshall College Fund 32nd Annual Anniversary Gala. A little bit about that.
Yeah, we have a congressional host committee, mm-hmm. a bipartisan congressional host committee mm-hmm. that has agreed to sign on and support this program, which is very, very important, not only for our HBCUs before the United States of America, because we have some of the best talent around attending our schools. So to have the support of the Congress is a strong endorsement of what we're doing here at TMCF.
That is just so incredibly awesome. Let's take a moment to talk about the Thurgood Marshall College Fund partnership with Hennessy, this unprecedented $10 million initiative that will be awarding high-achieving graduate students from HBCUs.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Ray, you mentioned $10 million. Actually, the president, when I was on his show, president of Hennessy, Jim Kirkland, he reminded me that it was $14 million, not $10 million. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Absolutely.
So it's a $14 million
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And it's focused on high-achieving graduate students attending our nation's historically black colleges and universities to provide them with a clear path to the C-suite. And what we mean by that, we want to impact the number of African-Americans who are working at the highest level within these major corporations. And we use this Hennessy Fellows Program as a platform to provide key competencies around developing these graduate students and providing them with the exposure of being in the presence of CEOs and understanding the roles associated with that and also understanding how to get to that level. So this is the groundbreaking partnership with Hennessy that we are working on at TMCF.
That is just so incredibly awesome. If you would, take a moment just to talk about some of the benefits and activities that are related to this particular initiative.
Well, some of the benefits, the students actually get a stipend up to $10,000. They also get their an opportunity to meet and spend time with CEOs of some of the best companies in America. And we do a boot camp in New York at Hennessy's New York headquarters. for 1 week, and we use that week to kind of provide these young people with an opportunity, a glimpse inside of corporate America at that level. And this whole program is about, from our perspective, is another door opener for our schools and for our students, and creating these opportunities so people can get to see the talent that we have on our campus firsthand. And once they get to see that talent, creating those opportunities for them to be employed at some of these top firms in the country. So that's part of the goal with the whole program that we designed, was to provide another avenue for our best and the brightest to be able to have an opportunity. And, you know, in a lot of these cases, our students just need that someone to open that door for them. And then once the door is open, they walk in, and then they take over from there in terms of their personality, in terms of what they bring to the table. And we're just so happy that Hennessy said yes to this groundbreaking partnership to create this opportunity for African-Americans attending our nation's historically Black colleges and universities.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today, and we're blessed to have joining us for this segment our good friend and our partner, Dr. Harry L. Williams, President and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And today we're talking about the incredible partnership that Thurgood Marshall College Fund has with Hennessy in reference to what they refer to as the Hennessy Fellows Program. It's a $14 million initiative that will award high-achieving graduate students from HBCUs. Again, Dr. Williams, welcome to the broadcast, and congratulations on this incredible, incredible initiative that you have with Hennessy, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows.
Thank you. Thank you again, Brother Ray. And I'm always proud to be on your show because you do such an outstanding job of promoting our schools and just being a great, great ambassador for our schools. And I just want to say thank you for that, and thank you for inviting me to be a part of this great conversation today.
Absolutely. We appreciate that, and all that you do, and the great things that are happening at Thurgood Marshall College Fund all across the land with our students, in particular with this particular Hennessy initiative. Let's talk about a little bit about what's involved with the students who are listening right now and say, hey, this sounds great. I am interested. What can I do? How do I get myself in position to be able to apply to be given consideration of being selected to become a fellow?
Well, we actually, you got to go to our website. Mm-hmm. And part of that process is looking at what we'll post it there.
Right.
But then we also, we call them our ambassadors on the campuses. We will have seminars, and mm-hmm. that's actually taking place throughout the fall of the year. And students just need to be on the lookout for a TMCF recruiter / ambassador. But go to your career service office, and there will be a representative there that can give you an update on what's happening with that and where that is, when we will be on their campus. Mm-hmm. We try to hit as many HBCUs as possible, but the best place is to go into the career services office and ask when will Thurgood Marshall be on our campus, and they will be able to give you the date and time and location.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what we refer to as the inaugural cohort, if you will, of the Hennessy Fellows. You came out with an announcement about that shortly after we launched the whole key thing. Let's take a moment just to talk about the where we are right now. And you first announced this several weeks ago, and certainly we're very excited about that. If you would, for just a second, kind of just highlight for us, if you would, the Hennessy Fellows boot camp. Give us a quick recap on what took place then and the level of involvement with the students and where to from here.
Yeah, so I said that the boot camp was focused primarily on exposing these young people mm-hmm. to the culture and the expectation of working in corporate America. Mm-hmm. And by having this exposure, we create an opportunity for the students to engage with CEOs, for an example. We had a CEO of North America for Louis Vuitton there.
Wow.
Talking about their brand and talking about the opportunity to be affiliated with that major company. We also had a CEO of Breakthrough Beverages speaking to them. We had a CEO of Hennessy, North America, speaking to them. We had the president and CEO of Hennessy Worldwide there talking to them. So getting, you know, it's not every day that you have this type of access to these young people. So that's what we're talking about in terms of creating an opportunity for them in a meaningful way.
That's just so awesome because, you know, it was an incredible opportunity for the kids. It stretched out over about 5 days, I understand. And gosh, they had so much opportunity there to be exposed again, to tighten up their skills. Hennessy has done a great job. It was really an incredible, unparalleled opportunity, gosh, for the kids to be able to gather insights from industry leaders and while building their professional expertise and learning the language of how to unlock the C-suite. And that's what it's really all about. And I know you're excited about the whole key thing. I am too. Gosh, man, imagine what it'd been like you and I coming along with those kind of opportunities. And that's what it's all about, you know, really making a better way for those who now have come in behind us and who have yet to even come, who those who are in the pipeline. But this, if I understand it correctly, has to be one of the very first programs ever that I've come across where there is something in particular for HBCU college graduates. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. It's a unique program that you're not going to find anything like it in the country.
Wow.
For this, in terms of providing these young people this incredible opportunity. So we're excited about it.
What kind of response have you gotten? What are you hearing back from your team in terms of the level of interest in terms of HBCU graduate students who've had opportunities to hear about the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, Hennessy Fellows Program?
The interest is really, really high, and the excitement associated with that is really, really, really high. And so, you know, this past year, we had over 2,000 students to apply just recently for the opportunity.
2,000?
And we only select 10.
Yeah,
so it's very, very competitive.
That's crazy.
But again, it's very, very competitive.
Yes.
So I'm just pleased. I'm just really, really pleased with what's going on in terms of this opportunity.
Goodness gracious. Okay. 2,000 applications and for 10 positions. Is that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, you heard it right.
Just absolutely incredible, that level of interest. And you're talking about being competitive. So, man, by the time you guys get finished, you're talking about the cream of the crop. Wow.
Yeah.
That is just so awesome. Kind of just give us the backstory, really, if you will, because you're working hard every day. You got a great team there in place. The guys are doing a great job representing the Thurgood Marshall College Fund member schools. I believe this is about, was that 47 schools out there that come into that particular category?
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that. How you actually, you're providing leadership, you and your team. How you guys came up with this and you decided to go ahead and to pitch, if you will, Hennessy or anyone else with this particular kind of idea, and then when you get to the place where they say, okay, we love it, Dr. Williams, we're going to go for it, let's do this. What was that like for you, you know, on the personal and professional note?
Well, the real way we pitched it and the way we came about it is the fact of the reality. Less than 5% of corporate America are in the C-suite, African Americans in particular, in the C-suite. And so that is a concern.
Right.
And by making that known, and the number of black CEOs, you can look on your one hand.
Right.
A Fortune 500 companies is less than 5. It actually is only 3 left. Knowing that, we wanted to be able to create a pipeline and a pipe opportunity for those students to be able to go through something like that would be meaningful and positive for our students. So this program is designed, again, to create and gain exposure and let them know what we're doing in a way that is very, very positive and that will be beneficial to them.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And joining us for this segment is our good friend, Dr. Harry L. Williams, President, CEO, Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And today, we're talking about this incredible $14 million initiative that they have in place with Hennessy. It's called the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellowships Initiative. Again, Dr. Williams, my good friend, welcome to the broadcast.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Ray. I appreciate, again, your highlighting this great program that we have. If you're listening for the first time and you're an HBCU student, and specifically you're a graduate student attending one of our 47 member institutions, go to your career planning and placement office on your campus and ask specifically about the Hennessy Fellows Program. If you can't do that, go to our website, tmcf.org, and type in Hennessy Fellows. And all the information is there on our website telling you about this amazing program that's designed specifically to support our students, our African-American students attending our HBCUs, to help them gain competencies to be able to be competitive and be in a position to gain incredible opportunities to serve one day in a C-suite of a major Fortune 500 company.
Dr. Harry L. Williams, President, CEO, yep. Thurgood Marshall College Fund. The Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black college community through scholarships, capacity building, and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships. TMCF is a vital resource in the pre-K-12 and higher education space. The organization is also the source of top employers seeking top talent for competitive internships and good jobs. TMCF is a 501c3 Texas exempt charitable organization. Dr. Williams, my good friend, again, thanks so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. Take care until next time. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.